Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, today we're going to be focusing on a wonderful subject that I know that is going to mean a lot to a lot of you, as it does to me, and that subject is animals. Well, we're not going to be just talking about animals per se. We're going to be talking about animal angels. And the reason that the book was titled this, well, we're going to find out from Michael Rebel, who is with me today. He and Charlene Johnson, who's on the road traveling. She's in an airport and wasn't able to make the interview today. And Michael, I'm so glad you're with me. Michael, how did you and Charlene get together to put this together? And what motivated you to do it? Why did you decide you wanted to do these stories?
Well, short version, I'm an ecologist that became a therapist. I'm not a psychologist that became a therapist. And in my work, I listened and to stories and heard stories from clients about lessons they had learned, philosophical lessons they had learned from animals. And I also, being an ecologist, I understood like what the Native Americans called an animal's medicine, which is its ego or method of surviving. And I gathered stories for a number of years, and then it took me 7 years to talk Charlene into writing the book.
Oh, don't
she
you
had her own
Michael.
Collection of she had her own collection of stories. I mean, she didn't, you know, it wasn't all my stories. She came in with hers, but she's the writer. I'm the dreamer.
Now, I want my audience to know a little bit about you. You've covered some of it. You're a licensed mental health counselor specializing in Gestalt therapy, hypnotherapy, and emotional release therapy. And you are a member of the National Counseling Association, and you do workshops where you highlight how people can understand the use of animals, nature, energy, and spiritual elements for therapeutic healing. And then Charlene, she is from my part of the country. She's in the Pacific Northwest. She grew up in the Pacific Northwest. She loved Native American culture. And she is a park services specialist at Florida's Rainbow Springs State Park. And she organizes educational and interpretive programs to help people understand the natural world. And this actually is, what, her fourth book that she's done?
Yes, I believe
now,
so.
With this, when the two of you were working together, you said you had been collecting stories, she had been collecting stories. How were you able to choose which ones you wanted to put in the book and which ones you had to leave out?
That's a question for Charlene, actually. I told stories, and then she would ask me to process them as if I was in a session or talking with someone, and I would do that. And we taped it, and then she put it all together in the form of a book, and we formatted it around specific things like death, depression, you know, happiness, that kind of thing, and clustered the stories. And New Horizon Press bought it from us, and then they told us we needed more stories. So I spent another 6 months, and Charlene spent another 6 months out gathering more stories, which was very interesting because there are literally hundreds of them out there. Of where animals have influenced people's lives.
Very much.
From their, you know, their, if you go through it, for instance, one woman was sitting in a chair outside her father's room, and an owl came and sat on the windowsill right next to her within about 2 feet. And she knew that when the owl flew up, that everything was going to be okay. It's just a sense went through her. And that's when her father passed in the other room. Mm-hmm. And it's and if you look it up in some of the old traditional cultures, the meaning of an owl coming up as a symbol, it'll parallel it.
Mm-hmm.
A guy named Ted Andrews wrote a bunch of books and has done a lot of teaching. He's died just recently. But we use his book as a reference, and then our own experience with nature, and then understanding the true nature of the animal that comes to you. So it's a lot of different ways to look at it.
And I think there are many different paradigms that can affect how this information is perceived and what actually the message of association can be. And I've always been interested in unusual stories that, you know, we always hear about the dogs and the cats and that type of thing, but I know people have been affected by dragonflies, they've been affected by birds, they've been affected by butterflies, they've been affected by so many different, even ants, that it's a fascinating awareness when you awaken to that kind of understanding. Now, apparently Charlene, in 1996, really went through a major upheaval. And she said it was really entering into what she called the dark night of the soul. And she says in the book she was suffering postpartum the blues, and she had been working on a book project that had taken her 8 years to accomplish. And she said she just disconnected from everything that she was doing. And so she went into a depression, and then she found that she would reconnect with nature, and she was able to work her way out of that, and it changed her life, and she's worked with horses, she's done all kinds of things. Let's talk about a chapter, and it's one of the first chapters. It's on fear. And you have an Eskimo song that's in here that I really liked, and I want to share it with my audience. And I think over again my small adventures, when with a shore wind I drifted out in my kayak and thought I was in danger. My fears, those I thought so big for all the vital things I had to get and to reach. And yet there's only one great thing, the only thing to live to see in huts and on journeys, the great day that dawns and a light that fills the world. That is such a beautiful, beautiful statement, especially expressing how you need to step away from fear. You focus on that all the time. Then you're not going to feel like you're going to accomplish very much. You have a wonderful story in here about Katie and Thorne. Tell us about those two.
Okay. All right. That gets difficult for me to do because I know them by other names. We had to change the names on some of them. You have to give me the what the story is about a little bit, and then I can go from there.
Well, with Katie, and she had agoraphobia, and she just would not go out. And Thorne was a dog that belonged to other people, and they needed to have somebody take care of their dogs.
Right. And, dogs are, you know, their primary meaning in nature in messages is about loyalty and determination and doggedness, which means a form of stamina. And what they teach us is to, when they come into our lives, is that there are aspects of nature which are totally loyal to us and totally protective of us. The dogs that have become domesticated seem to have a special connection with human beings, and it's one of the places you can go in nature and recognize that nature doesn't hate us, and nature's not the enemy, it's our friend. All we have to do is to learn how to understand it and embrace it. And I believe that once one does that, begins to understand nature and embrace it, we no longer feel alone. A lot of us live as if we're living as aliens on this earth. We don't want to walk where there's not a sidewalk. We're afraid of any of the bugs. We're afraid of the snakes. We're afraid of this. We're afraid of that. And the truth of the matter is all of those things are more at risk from us than we are from them. And this can
true.
Be a very warm, welcoming place that has everything. Everything we need to live is given to us for free.
Now, with Katie, with this agoraphobia, this was something that Barb said when they brought Thorne in. Katie was in a special facility, wasn't she?
Right.
And this woman was so frightened, absolutely so frightened, that she literally collapsed onto a floor because she managed to start moving out and away from her apartment environment. But Thorne was so special because he would interact with some of the other people, and it was like he was communicating with her. Go ahead and take baby steps, take them one at a time. I'm here, because he'd leave the other people and he'd go over to her. So she was comforted.
Right.
And I
yeah, he was not, yeah. He was not only, he was actually, you know, working as her ambassador,
mm-hmm.
interacting between two aspects of the situation there. And if any of you noticed that when you're sitting around, if you and say you and your spouse start to get angry with each other, watch
mm-hmm.
how the cat will jump on the table and get between the two of you, or the
mm-hmm.
dog will come up and jump in somebody's lap, and what they're
mm-hmm.
trying to do is divert you off.
Mm-hmm.
They sense it, and they interact with it. And there's a lot of that stuff in the book. The real point of the book is that for us to learn that whenever we need information, if we look around, there's always information available. And we can watch the animals, we can listen to stories about nature and stuff like that, and learn all the lessons that are necessary for us to survive in the world. Now, that doesn't mean in the middle of New York City. That means in a field out in a rural setting or something like that. But a lot of it translates.
Now, do you have an animal totem? Is the heron your animal totem? Because apparently you've experienced these birds quite frequently.
Yeah, I used to say, it's funny, that a heron was the... I've seen a heron almost every day of my life. And that's not really true now. When the book was written, it was still true. Since then, it's changed. But the heron is about patience. It represents patience and the ability to see through distortions, like the refraction of the light through the surface of the water, and to be still and to analyze things thoroughly without making unnecessary movement. And I'm a active, probably somewhat hyperactive when I'm nervous, and patience was the one thing I needed to acquire for myself. And amazingly, as I've gotten older and become more patient, other things have been in my life, more hummingbirds, more other types of animals. And I can say that one of the things I believe in an esoteric fashion is that or an energy fashion, is that certain kinds of energy move in certain kind of currents, and things that all carry similar energy flow together, and it influences our personal energy, and we influence the energy of what passes by us. So in a way, we get in communion. And personally, I think that it kind of leads us where we need to go, to the lessons we need to learn. And if we watch, very often we will have the exact role modeling we need happen right in front of us. And usually it's something that happens right in front of you and that you can't ignore. Like, for instance, one of the stories in there is about a therapist. I was talking one time, and a therapist from New York was talking about a client she had. She said he was out walking in Central Park, and an owl swooped down and grabbed him on the top of the head.
Oh, for
ripped out some of his hair and scratched him. And she said, what do you think that means? And I said, well, it means that he was so small in creating, he was creating the energy of a victim, that he was being kind of mousy, he was quiet, he was slipping along, not sure of himself, very afraid, and he created the same energy field that a mouse would. And she goes, oh, my God, that's exactly what he's like.
Fascinating. Well, let me share an experience with you that I have.
Okay.
Doing a broadcast, and I have a window in front of me, and there's this beautiful forest. And I was up in a second floor level, and I see this eagle, bald eagle, come down, dip down into the forested area, and then fly up over the roof of the building. And I was into my broadcast for about 10 minutes into my broadcast, and the most phenomenal experience I've ever had in my life occurred. The eagle came back, and right in front of me, and it was just so fast, it flew directly in front of me, it was like he was looking straight into my eye. And I could have touched him if the window had not been there. I would have been able to touch his wings. It was that close. And he flew straight across my vision, and then he was gone. And I was continuing to talk, but my brain went into, just an awesome overload. What would that mean?
Well, the way to look at it, what I would ask you if we were processing it would be, do you remember what your show was about and what you were particularly talking about when the eagle showed up?
No, not at this moment I don't. This
no, I hear that was a while back. But generally the eagle is about, being able to see things from a higher perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It's also about being able to see small objects at a great distance. You can see a mouse moving, a quarter of a mile away kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of power. It's very stately. But it also, even though they gather some time in the, along the salmon rivers and stuff in Alaska, most of the time they're kind of individualistic in that they're either in one or a pair, and that they live rather isolated lives, that they've elevated themselves above the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. You said you were up high in the building. It would assume there's a perch. If I would hope that if it happens again, you would stop for a second and say, okay, what little thing am I not seeing right now? What do I need to see?
Mm-hmm. It was one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had. I would never expect an eagle to fly in that manner close to a house, and to be able to look directly into its eye, it was just breathtaking, absolutely breathtaking. It was just an exciting experience. So I thought
It's a striking bird, and anybody who's looked in an eagle's eye understands that there is a penetrating effect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like an eagle's eye looks right through you. It's,
mm-hmm. Yes,
because there's an intensity to it.
Yes, very much so. So I just thought I'd bring that up. I had forgotten about it, and as we were chatting, it was right there. Now, you talk about a number of different paradigms relative to animals. And you talk about Native American cultures crafting work, and you say it's a medicine piece. Tell us about the crafting work and the relationship to animals, and what is its value?
Okay. Well, as far as I can tell, in my limited knowledge about all of this, that the earliest form of counseling or healing that was done was artwork that they did about the animals and the wearing of parts of animals on them, on their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did is they tried to connect. They were learning, trying to be like nature by being like nature. They were trying to be able to control nature by being able to represent it in different ways. So nature's always been around, and we've always learned from it. As a matter of fact, if you do some research, you'll find that all these scientific inventions are very often come from, and lots of the pharmaceuticals come from plants and animals and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yes.
So that, once again, I think the important part of it is to know that the earth is our friend. It takes care of us. We need to take care of it. Our well-being is directly related to the well-being of Earth, and that we are not disconnected from it. And when we are disconnected from it, we're prone to depression and loneliness. And in my therapy, I found that if I get a person to have some kind of spiritual connection with the gifts that God has given us, like a favorite tree to sit under, or a favorite view, panorama, or rock, or stream, or animal that they pay attention to, whenever they go there and they connect with it, when they really learn to love that, the possibility or the potential for depression tends to abate, but you don't feel alone anymore.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
That we're all part of this thing we call Earth. And
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Michael.
No, go ahead.
Now, Michael, you have a number of stories in here. One is about dragonflies, and the lady's name is Jessie. And Jessie came to you in 2002 for counseling because she was going through pretty serious depression. How
right.
did a dragonfly make a difference to Jessie?
Well, it had to do with light and translucent, and it's a matter of perspectives that all she had to do eventually was learn the lesson of the dragonfly and know that this idea of translucence and iridescence
Mm-hmm.
Shows that everything has varying qualities, and we can kind of adapt to whatever qualities need to take place at the time, that we have more than one option about how we see things. But the other thing was is the dragonflies just kept showing up in her life. I mean, it was
mm-hmm.
like she wanted to, you know, not really receive any lessons from anywhere, but it just keeps coming up. One of my favorite stories in there is the one about, I don't remember what name we used right there, but the young woman, every time she would go through her sliding glass door and out onto the deck, this green tree frog would jump down in her hair.
Oh, that's a shame.
And when she would... When she would come back to the door to go in, it would jump off again. It didn't do it on anybody else. But every time she came through, and I mean, this happened for about a week. And she was just visiting. She was actually visiting at the house I was living in. And she was like totally caught off guard. And when we started talking about the animal nature things, and the frogs can survive in the worst of things. They don't get infections. They can live in a total loaded up bacteria environment and not get infections. But the meaning that was often applied to them is that the frog comes to you when you have just survived, just come out of a near-death experience. And what she was doing was she was in a situation where she was... detoxing from having gotten involved with crack and had almost killed herself on the drugs. And she was coming back to life again. was renewing life, her life, and this frog just started. And every time it would jump, then she would be reaffirmed after we talked about the meaning of the frog. And it's really weird. Just out of nowhere, here's this frog that's going to take a ride.
There are so many things that if we awaken out of our sleep of the inattentiveness, we can then become very aware. And I just think nature is so fascinating, and the understanding of animal totems and animals' behavior, all of the variables that go with the animals, it really can give you an insight to things. And I know that butterflies are so meaningful, and I had told my husband that here in the Pacific Northwest, we've had so much rain, we wondered if summer was ever going to arrive. And lo and behold, we got some beautiful weather, and in one day, I saw three monarch butterflies, and they were just absolutely incredible. I said, what a gift, because we so seldom see them, and we had so much rain. And I looked at that, and I have always felt that butterflies were just magical anyway, but to see three monarchs in our area was so extremely unusual. We might see the white ones. But I looked at that and I thought, they're just flying free and they're going the route that they need to go, and you don't ever try to hold a butterfly because you'll kill it. You have to let a butterfly be. It will stay on where it's supposed to be for a while and then it'll move on. So it's fun when you start paying attention to little things like this. And I know that there are people that will say, if you want to know something, ask that the image or the animal or the bird or whatever be put in front of you. And it can be something like a spider. It can be an insect of some kind. It can be an animal. It can be a bird. It really makes for interesting reading, your book, Animal Angels. And for those of you listening, I would encourage you to, if you love animals and you are fascinated by native lore and how animals affect different people's lives, what different meanings are, I think you'll find the book Animal Angels a fascinating, fascinating read. And Charlene Johnson and Michael Rebel did this together. Now, Michael, you said you have a website, naturalawakenings.com, or is there more to it than that?
There's more to it than that. It's Natural Awakenings with an S, Programs with an S, .com, and it's all lowercase.
All right, so Natural Awakenings, and that's in the plural, Programs, plural, .com. Michael,
or you,
it's been a delight.
You can Google me, and it'll bring it up too.
Okay, Michael Rebel, R-E-B-E-L. It's been a delight having you as a guest, and this book is all about true tales about the creatures that live in the world with us and how they changed and have enriched people's lives. It's a wonderful read. Michael, again, thank you for being my guest today. And if you could say something, we've got about 30 seconds before we have to take a break here. What message would you want to leave with my audience?
That life is worth living. There's a lot of stuff out there to create, you know, to make adventures in. There's a lot to learn. And actually being out in a green field or a heavy woods is a very exciting way to spend a day. And you'll feel better when you get done. Almost every spiritual experience someone has a connection to nature.
I concur. Michael Rebel, thank you very much for being my guest today. And for those of you listening, naturalawakeningsprograms.com. This is Donna Sebo. We will be taking a break, and when we come back, more good things to share. Don't go away.
Welcome, my lords and ladies, to the Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair, located at Marist Farms in Buckley, Washington. For 3 weekends in August, starting August 7th and 8th, we will transport you back to the days of old, where magic and merriment reign. Come see the multitude of musicians, dancers, jugglers, gypsies, peasants, nobles, pirates, and prestidigitation. That's magic for you commoners. Learn to swing a sword or shoot a bow and be knighted by Her Majesty the Queen. Hold your breath as jousters wheel their mounts around to engage in full contact combat on the field of battle. Sign on to sail the seas with scurvy pirates, or sit down with friends and family for turkey legs and a fine brewed ale. Delights abound for the young and old at the Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair, so come one and all, starting August 7th and 8th, for fun and excitement, and may your day be fair. For tickets and info, go to www.washingtonfair.com.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Oh, my goodness. Only in the Northwest can you have it when the sun's shining and you have to go out and get your long johns on because you feel like you're freezing. Oh, gee whiz, we've had a little bit of sunshine. We were so spoiled. And then Mother Nature decided to play a game with us. Doesn't make us too happy. Oh, well, we're told that this weather front is going to pass through, and tomorrow we're going to be back into the 70s. I'm ready for this. But this is Northwest weather. This is what happens. So we had a guest that's up from Las Vegas, and they said that they were freezing to death today. But they have been cooking the last few days because of the traveling up in the area, because in many areas it's got up into the 90s. And you know, we're really something here in the Pacific Northwest. If we're not complaining about the weather, we're complaining about the weather. It's just one of those things that comes with the territory. Hey, the telephone lines are now open. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. If you'd like to call in, let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. I would be delighted to do that. I have some stories that I wanted to share with you today, but also I wanted to share this beautiful poem. I have got an image here, a picture in front of me of what in the Pacific Northwest we call cowbells. Now, these are stalks of flowers that are just usually this rich, rich, rich purple. Well, I don't know the wild area that this is. This could have been taken on Rainier or perhaps even up in Canada. I'm not sure. But these flowers may not be the cowbells, it may be another species, but there's this wonderful poem that goes with this magnificent image of yellow and purple and green and an open lake and magnificent mountains like you see up here in the Pacific Northwest in Alaska that are touched with snow. Actually, they're sort of dusted like you would dust with confectionery sugar, and that's how it looks. It's just absolutely gorgeous. This was done by Shirley Harrow, and it reads like this. Wildflowers dot the rolling hills, skies dawn bright and fair. Warm rains have brought new shades of growth. It's summer everywhere. I have to tell you, one of the most wonderful experiences I ever had was at Mount Rainier. We had been traveling, and we came in, I believe, from the northern direction. And we happened to be in the right place at the right time. And when you have this happen and you're in a valley where all of the wildflowers are out, and this is an area called Mirror Lake, it takes your breath away. And the lake was just so still. And here is a big portion of Mount Rainier that is still above us. We are at this lake, and here is this magnificent mirror reflection of the flowers and the mountain. It is breathtaking. You know what Michael said about getting out and getting out into nature? I think here in the Pacific Northwest, we feel especially blessed. But I know so many of the areas of the country you can do the same thing with. The East Coast, it's great. But do take the time. You don't know. You might come across a marmot. You might have a wonderful experience with creatures. And it really does make a difference. There's something about being outdoors and climbing and hiking, and even if it's just around your neighborhood, It's a good thing to do. It really, really is. It invigorates you. It makes you realize that if you're going through rough times, they'll pass. Just get out and enjoy the light of the day, the moment. And you might even get to say hello to some of your neighbors. You might make some new friends. Who knows? Surprise yourself. Do something different. Don't just go in shopping malls. It really does have a good impact on you. I know we've got a caller on the line. Let's go take the caller, and then after that I'll have some other things. But, hey, if you want to call in, telephone number to call into is 888-815-9756. Caller, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
My name is Sandy, and I'm calling from Alaska.
Oh, Sandy, where in Alaska?
I live on the Kenai Peninsula.
Wow. I understand you're having record salmon runs in Alaska.
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow. Well, you may not be big on fishing. I'm not, you know, I'm not a fisherwoman, but I have been hearing reports. Of course, that means good prices in the market, and I love salmon. But, wow, Kenai sometimes is just absolutely spectacular during this time of the year, and that's a, one of the great places to go fishing.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, let's get down to business with you, Sandy. I am looking at the word education. Now, when I'm getting this, I'm also getting an emotion with it, which surprises me. I'm getting a sense of sadness. Now, when I'm looking at the word education and I'm perceiving this sense of sadness, I am again surprised because they don't seem to go together. I think what's happening, though, is that you are in a transition period where you're finding that you're having to let something go that maybe you were cozy and comfortable with. Maybe it was a job or it's a working environment of some kind. And it's through education that you're going to shift into something different. And you need to make that okay. It doesn't mean like your life is going to be shut down in any way. It doesn't mean like you're going to be deprived. It doesn't mean that you are not going to be able to have a sense of joy about what you're evolving into. But I watch you, and I think sometimes you have a difficulty of letting things release. And you are one of these individuals. You're such a good caretaker. If someone gave you the crown jewels and said, guard them with your life, you'd do it. But if someone came to you and said, okay, now it's time for me to take them back to London, you'd go, oh, do you really have to? I mean, that's just who you are. You are a nurturer. You are a person that... Really, if you were an antique collector, I would say you would be like a pack rat. That someone, you might say, I'm happy to sell you what I've got, but you'd be following the person hanging onto the item out to the car. Saying, now you take care of this. Giving them instructions and everything else. You're so cute. I just think that this is so cute. But, hon, you don't need to worry about that. You don't need to hang on to things. Let go. I want you to feel this sense of release because you're evolving into a new understanding about yourself, your life, your choices, and it could be so liberating for you. You don't need to be anxious, concerned, or afraid. Not only that, but I'm seeing some new people being brought into your environment that are just going to teach you so much. And there's, again, this sense of joy, and I want you to experience it. I want you to go through the emotions, the concern about separation, however it may demonstrate itself, and realize you're not alone. You're going to actually find your life moving forward with a momentum you would never have anticipated. Now, you do, and you're not going to like this, you do need to do some kind of regular exercise that stretches your back because I am seeing you getting back spasms, and I think you've had some injuries here. I'm looking at some spots in the spine, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like between the waistline and the upper part of the bra strap. Then I'm looking at something in the neck. This could have been from like an automobile accident, something where there was an impact and the nerves were really traumatized. If you do yoga, if you do Tai Chi, something that is not heavy-duty impact but is like dancing, you know, just very graceful movements, you will find that it will rarely bother you. But that is a stress point, too. When you get under a lot of stress, boom, hits right there.
Yes, yes.
Do you have a question for me?
No, you have answered everything that I was questioning.
Well,
Thank you very much, Donna.
You're welcome, Sandy. You take care
of that. You have a great day.
Thanks, dear. I will. You too.
Bye-bye.
This is Donna Sebo, and as I said, if you want to give me a buzz, 888-815-9756. Now, for those of you who are listening that are in the state of Washington, especially Western Washington, I have free passes. I have started out with 12. I now only have 8 left. These are passes, family passes to the Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair. Now, you'll hear the ad during the showtime, and I want you to know that this is an event I am participating in. I've been doing this for almost 10 years now. I absolutely love this event. It's totally magical. And these passes will enable 2 adults and 2 children to come into what I feel is magnificent fantasy, fun, family environment, totally. So if you would like to get a free pass, I only have 8 left. Now, when is this occurring? It's occurring the first 3 weekends in August. So that's August 7th, 8th, 14th and 15th, 21st and 22nd. Now, you have 2 ways that you can get a free pass. One, you can call me at my office, which is 800-872-8852. That's 800-872-8852. And say, Donna, I want a free pass, and I'll pop it into the mail to you. Or what you can do is send me an email. And what you need to do in the subject line, you need to put, Donna, free pass. Be sure you put something relating to a free pass. This past weekend, I was so very busy that I didn't get on the internet and on the computer. So consequently, I've got emails up the gazoo. So I searched the subject line and put the high importance signal on it so that I'll see it immediately so that I can contact you. I'll need your name and I'll need your phone number so I can contact you and get your address as well. But I'll call you directly if you want. So again, that free pass for the Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair. Now this is in Buckley, Washington at the Maris Farms. You don't want to miss it if you have a chance to go. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm Connie, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Connie. Where are you in Florida?
I'm near the Ocala National Forest.
Ooh, that's awesome. Wow, I bet you see lots of beautiful creatures over there. That Florida has so many fascinating creatures. Wonderful birds, different critters that really make for good conversation. Now, Connie, I'm going to be going on break, hon. Will you stay online, and then we'll get to you right after break?
Sure.
All right.
Well, thanks, Donna.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We're going to be coming back and talking with Connie, and I'll be glad to chat with you, too, 888-815-9756. We're going to take a break for just a moment, and then we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com. and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Now, Connie's waiting. Before we go to Connie, though, I want to mention something to those of you listening. I am putting together a book that's going to have stories of the paranormal. It's going to be about dreams, out-of-body experiences, talking with ghosts, all kinds of things. If you have a special story, a special experience that has touched your life in a very unique way, won't you send it to me, because I'll include it in my book. I'm building a file. I'm aiming for 100 stories. We have about 25, 30 stories right now. So I would like to have your story. So send it to me, Donna, at DelphiInternational.com. Donna at DelphiInternational.com. And I will need to have your contact information so that when we get everything ready to go to the publisher, and I'm giving myself this year to get it together. So please get it off to me. I'd love to have it included. Let's go to Connie. Connie, welcome. Thank you for your patience, and let's get down to business with you. First thing, Connie, I'm looking at is that you're being very, very careful with money. You are finding that you're just not using anything. You're not doing impulse buying. This is what I want to say. You are doing what you need to do. You are taking care of things as they need to be taken care of, but it's as if the dollars are sticking to your fingers. And it's not because you're clutching it. It's sort of just resting there, and it's like, okay, it's sticking there until it's really got a good place to go. And you're being very discriminating with how you spend your money, and this is very good. I'd love to see you join an investment group. Now, this may sound a little bit odd because you're saying, oh, my goodness, if I joined an investment group, then I don't have, you know, I've got to have more money than just the dollar bill sticking to my fingertips. Well, lots of times with these investment groups, and there's women that often will form these groups, it's a form of education. And though you've got about a year and a half or 2 years where you're going to be very discriminating about how you work with your money or where you put your money, you're going to find within short order, you're going to have a mental orientation of utilizing money efficiently, effectively, so that it compounds and brings back a return to you. So I really think that you are in a fascinating change of thinking relative to money and how to utilize it. And don't worry, not everything's going to go, you know, where in a handbasket. It is going to be just fine. Things are going to be rough for a lot of us, for a lot of people, but it's going to pass. We have to have upheavals as we're going through so that we can have cleanup jobs that go on. You are going to use good sense, and your financial picture is going to be strong, and it's going to be stable. But that's because you're going to do a good job at making sure it is. So anything you can do to educate yourself regarding money is going to serve you well. So get busy with magazines, utilize your local library, you know, check out books regarding finance, and read. Don't believe everything you read. Read from the point of how can I better my own understanding. I think you're going to come way, way ahead. You might be a late bloomer when it comes to investing, but you're going to do well with it. What's on your mind? What would you like to ask me today?
Wow.
I do a lot of my own personal work, and I'm getting ready to go to a workshop doing breath therapy, which I found to be very healing for me. And I really want to focus my efforts to be, you know, just extraordinary. I really want to make good use of this time. So I guess I'm just looking at what my focus needs to be, and also making some sweeping changes like you were talking with the previous caller about, possibly career change down the road, empty nest, that type of thing. So
well, you're doing
I'm
a
really
very
looking
good
for answers.
Well, the answers are not going to come all at once, Connie. And the reason they won't come all at once is that you need to do baby steps. I believe by taking the classes on breath therapy that this is something that you're going to find fascinating, but you're also going to realize it has its limitations. This is healthy. There's nothing wrong with this. And one of your biggest challenges in life has been that you get frustrated because you feel like you should be able to get to from A to Z and then be totally content and satisfied. Well, that's not the way your life is going to be. You'll get from A to Z, and then you're going to realize, gee, there's another alphabet I can learn. And then you'll do another A and Z, and you'll keep expanding. So this is the beginning of a journey for you. The career change is going to come about, I believe, between 7 and 10 years from now. That sounds like a long time, but it isn't.
It does.
But it is not that long. And the reason it may take that long for you to really find your niche is because in this part of education, this transformation you're going through, you're actually going to deal with the empty nest syndrome quite easily and comfortably because you're going to have all of these variables you're going to want to incorporate into your life. So this is a processing that is evolving, and it's going to take some time so that you will see what it is that you're going to be able to incorporate, and you're going to find that you're going to embrace more than one modality because they blend so well together. Well, what I really like is your openness to learning new things. I want to congratulate you on that. That is a very, very strong asset for you to have. So just be patient. Don't try to push this or shove it. Relax and enjoy the journey. And you will have no regrets about your choices. If you try to push it, you might.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Oh, you're more than welcome, Connie. I want to thank you for being a part of the show.
All right. You sound like a lovely woman.
Thank you very much. I hope you'll tune in again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, my dear. This is Donna Siebel. My goodness, we're almost out of time here. Gee, it just goes by so quickly. Well, I guess I'll just have to share these stories that I had planned for today with you another day. Oh, and don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be talking about safe hormones, Smart Women, Lindsay Berkson. This is awesome. Oh, we've got another caller. Hello, caller. I heard a beep. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're out of time. If the caller, I wouldn't be able to take
hi,
the caller
is,
in. Oh, hi, dear. What's your first name or initial?
Hi, this is Juliet.
Juliet, we are out of time, dear. I have just about 30 seconds. Can you call back tomorrow or another time this week?
Sure. What time is your program tomorrow?
Well, it's on from 3 to 4 every day, Monday through Friday, Pacific time. Where are you?
Thank you. I am in Pennsylvania.
Okay. If you're East Coast in Pennsylvania, then that would
be 6 o'clock.
Okay. 6 to 7 your time. So tune in tomorrow or any other day this week and then call me at the bottom of the hour.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Sorry I couldn't get you in. This is Donna Siebel. Remember always you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Have a magnificent day or evening wherever you are in this beautiful world of ours. And remember, you make a difference. You do count. Don't be afraid to invest in yourself. This is Donna. Talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
This is Tom from HempUSA.org, and I'm here to thank the listeners who have purchased our products over the last 3 years. We all know these products have made their lives healthier and safer. At HempUSA.org, we have constantly strived to bring new products to the forefront. Why use chemically laden products that can be absorbed into the skin and cause disease? Why have 10 products when you only need one? And why waste your money on products that don't work? If you ask yourself these questions and want to know more about new innovative products, please call HempUSA.org at 908-691-2608. From our non-food items to our storable and daily foods, it's quality that counts for the health and welfare of our customers. Again, I thank you all for sharing in our success and by joining as affiliates and being a part of the hemp revolution. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.